Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
The whole regional bank sector, bus drivers. Shout out to Ebony K. Williams. These are just jokes written by 85 South, Carlos Bean, Carlos and DC Young Fly. Listen, the sector of regional banks are broke.
I'm not touching
it. If Ebony K. Williams was an investor, she's not talking to you. Ayala won't fix this at all.
So it's like, would you date a regional bank manager?
Bank manager, maybe, but the regional banking sector, yeah, don't touch.
You got to own the bank.
Yes. Do you find anything wrong with what Ebony said?
Ebony.
Come on the show.
We need to talk.
And talk about it. Let's talk
that's
about
crazy.
It.
That's crazy.
And for manager.
Any man that's upset, it's like, bro, you can have any job if you deliver in a couple areas and get what you need to get done. You know what I'm saying? This is not investing advice. Stop worrying about the titles. Just be exceptional in who you are, man.
But let's talk about that if we can quickly. So this is an interesting conversation. There was a song. Remember that song? It was like 8-figure. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had said something to 19 Keys about that. And shout out to her, sweetie. But here's the problem, right? It's social media has created a vocal minority.
Facts.
And has disenfranchised the vast majority of people, especially Black people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's creating mental illnesses, actually.
Absolutely.
So what's happening is this, right? Whether you're saying, let's take this, I want somebody that makes 8 figures. The average Black person makes $35,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So 1% of America, a tenth of 1% of America, a tenth of 1% of America is in the 8-figure range. 1% of that are Black.
Yeah.
So, like, statistically, right? When you do like science problems and different things of that nature, if it's so low that this doesn't count, then they just really discard it. Like, yeah, it's impossible of it even happening.
Yeah.
So you talking about something that on a statistical scientific chart is not even going to show up.
Yeah.
Because the odds of it happening are so, it's just not even worth even, yeah, even saying how low of a chance that is, yeah, right? That's on a larger scale. Now, on this bus driver situation, as opposed to a bus owner, we know that the vast majority of people are not entrepreneurs, especially Black people.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that drives a bus actually is probably making more than $35,000 a year. So what's end up happening is that people like this are making statements that are biased to how they live because they're privileged and we're privileged.
Yeah.
Even like as far as geographically where we live, right? You live in New York, you live in Atlanta, you live in Miami, you live in LA. You develop certain biases, normancies that are not normal, yeah, to the vast majority of people in Middle America, in the South, in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. So you start to think that everybody is living the same way as you. You start, yeah, to think that everybody has the same income as your circle. Mm-hmm. But then you realize that you yourself are in the top 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So you're speaking from a vantage point where it's not necessarily wrong what you're saying, but it's irresponsible to say it to a vast majority of people that are not in your same economic situation.
Yep.
What happens is that now you're starting to pollute the minds of
the masses
without giving them solutions to increase their revenue, without giving them solutions to become a business owner. So, yeah, we give you solutions to become a business owner, to increase your revenue, different things of that nature, right? That's different from saying, well, your value is different if you don't make $100,000. Well, how do I make $100,000? That's, yeah, the next question.
Yeah.
Right? So I just feel like it's a dangerous rhetoric that has been put out there for women, but especially Black women, because it's creating unrealistic expectations that you're not going to be able to find.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just going to be honest with you. You're not going to be able to find.
And these debates, once again, only happen in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole $500 date, this kind of man, I need this kind of woman. I don't see that in other cultures at scale. I don't see 9,000 red pill pages in the Latino community. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Like I was behind a whole bunch of people yesterday at the race. I didn't hear anybody arguing over that kind of Nah, stuff.
Yeah. You're not going to.
And it does. So even like when I said the $500 date thing, I never said that if you don't spend $500 on a date, you're not worthy of going on a date.
Yeah.
I just said that's what I'm currently doing.
Doing, correct.
I didn't say like that's an expectation for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think wording is extremely important. For her to say, she could have been like, you know, this me personally.
Yeah.
Now I think she did say that.
Yeah.
But it was also implied on a wider scale.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that is a little dangerous. And even if you say me personally, I think it's still important for you to emphasize, I wouldn't do this, but that's okay if you do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can say like, well, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't say that, it's implied
yeah.
that, well, they have no value.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think that, you know, there is a point to be made as far as entrepreneurship is something that we need more entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
We need more ownership. We do need to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not wrong in saying that.
Yeah.
But it's also important for us to understand what our current state is
mm-hmm.
and what our current expectations are based off of the pool that's available.
And if you want to go to the best place to find a great pool of like-minded men and women that you may want to build a relationship with, get your tickets to InvestFest.
There you go.
Robert Smith will be there. Jermaine Dupree, Ian Dunlap, 19 Keys, Earn Your Leisure.
That's some non-figures. Stevens.
Hey, some non-figures, you know? So, I mean,
Billy.
If you want to find someone to build with, you have to find them in like-minded places.
Yeah. And I think a part of the conversation, you kind of both said it. When the question was posed back to Ayana, she gave her the reasons why she would do it.
Yeah.
And then she kind of looked at it from that perspective and said, oh, okay,
yeah,
I see that.
Yeah.
But it's important. The conversation is important, right?
Yeah.
Because and I think we had this conversation. Is there anything wrong? That's her opinion. She's entitled to that.
It was the delivery.
The delivery of it was off.
Delivery.
But to see another perspective of it, it helps you grow now. It's like, all right, well, I didn't see it like that. But now I get it, right? There's people listening. I know her and Envy got into it when she went up there. But it was like, this is a perspective she's talking about. This is what she's living. This is currently how she's living. This is currently how she's seeing the world. With more experience, with more voices, with more yeah. perspectives, that can change. That's happened to me plenty of times.
I'll save the rest of my commentary. But
shout out to Diddy.
Shout out to Diddy.
You have more leeway. I tell you this much. You have more leeway when you have a bag. I'll leave it at that. People are willing to
with
more.
And I'll say this to the fellas too. Listen, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, even if you don't have no job, yeah, put yes in chat if you know what I'm talking about. Boy. Protect Euro pound, protect and provide. That's all you need. British pound,
Euro pound.
Market Mondays live in London. If you know how to Euro pound and you can protect and provide, you'll be fine.
Pay me in pounds.
Hey,
pounds.
Pound for pound, heavyweight champion.
Pound for but if you know, resources will allow you to have more leeway in this world.
Yes,
and we'll be talking to Diddy, so we'll have a conversation.
That is a fact of life.
I'm excited to actually have. I don't think people actually knew that we're going to be interviewing him.
That's going to be
so. That's the Earn Your Leisure presentation.
Yes,
you start working on your questions already.
I do have some questions in mind.
I'm sure there are going to be questions that people want to hear that will be asked.
Oh, we're asking the tough questions too.
Oh, really?
Well, he wants that.
No, we talk. Yeah,
he wants that.
Yeah. I got two I want to submit.
Yeah. He wants that.
Yeah. That's good though.
It's no layup.
Okay.
No. This is going to be one of the ones, man.
That's fire.
But yeah, we definitely got to have her on if she's interested in coming in and having these relationship talks, because we don't just have these relationship talks for no reason. It's a very important part of the economic and structure of you personally. It's probably, honestly, the biggest factor of your economic success is going to be relationships.
Who you choose.
Who you select.
Who you choose.
Key.
Children.
Yep.
How young you have children. If you wait to have children. If you get it divorced. If you have a child out of wedlock. All of these things will factor into the play of your finances.
Exactly. When SH, Steve Harvey, for those not in the know, SH was on Club Shay Shay. That's exactly what he said.
the biggest financial decision you're going to make is who you choose to be.
Absolutely.
With.
Mitigate risk at all costs.
And you can survive it. If you can have a kid at 16 and become a millionaire. You could go through three divorces. It just makes it increasingly harder.
That's what it led to that. It led to the conversation of his divorce. Obviously, we covered the tax situation and how that played out. He lost it all. He found his current wife, Marjorie, and it's led to his great success that he's ever had.
Yeah.
He attributes that to her being in his life. It's no coincidence. So it's a big decision.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
Backdrop. A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.